Today's reading is Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve all alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her."
Thank you ever so much for that reading, and thank you, Joe, for leading us this morning. We're learning more from one of the meals about Jesus. And today, one of the things we're learning is to have a really, really, really big ear with Jesus. Now, I want to ask everybody, can you grab and shake your biggest ear this morning? Can everybody do that? Grab and shake your biggest ear this morning. Who thinks they have the biggest ear this morning? Anybody? Come on, who's got a really big ear? Oh, there you go. Let me take. That's a big ear, brother. That's a big ear. Did anybody got a bigger ear than him this morning? No? I tell you what. I've got a big ear this morning. And one of our passage this morning is teaching is about having a really big ear for Jesus. Now, I tell you what I want to do this morning. I want to everybody, when I ever say big ear, I want you to grab your biggest ear and shake it for me. Will you do that this morning? Okay, let me give you a little test here. Okay, we'll try it a little bit and we'll see how you go. Big ear. Wow, that's really good. Okay, tear ear. Oh, almost caught you out. Bear ear. No. All right, you have good ears. Big ears. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Well, we're going to think a little bit about Jesus' teaching this morning. And as we think about our teaching this morning, one of the things Jesus was teaching Martha was that she needed to work really, really hard to have a big ear so that she wouldn't miss what Jesus was saying. And if you think about it, sometimes we can miss what Jesus is saying because we get so distracted by other things around us that we have really small little ears. And what we really need is big ears. Ah, some of you aren't shaking your ears. Okay, you got to listen really carefully. All right, so we need a big ear for Jesus. Now, let's think about it a little bit about what the problem was with Martha. I mean, Martha was so busy in the kitchen that it was really messy. Wow, that's a messy kitchen, isn't it? Now, I'm sure your moms and dads never have a messy kitchen like that. But she was so busy, it was really messy. And you know what? Because it was messy, it started to clog up so that she couldn't hear with her big ear. Oh, almost. Okay, yeah, there you go. She couldn't hear because it was all cluttered up with it being really, really big. But I don't know about you. I don't do a lot of work in the kitchen. But sometimes it can be other things that clutter up our big ears. Think about maybe if we want to play with our toys. And we have lots of toys, especially our favorite toys. Now, I don't know about you, but I love that orange cement truck. How many of you like the orange cement truck? Yeah, I like it. Oh, brilliant. That's a really special toy. But the problem is, just again, like the kitchen, it just clutters up so that she couldn't hear. And Jesus was wanting to say, "No, you need to listen to what I say." Or maybe we're watching Paw Patrol. And we're having a really good time. And as we're watching it, we think, no, I don't want to go listen to mom and dad as they tell me about the Bible, can't I watch another episode of Paw Patrol? Can you imagine Marshall having a really big ear? Ah, there you go. All right. So that can clutter up our ears as well. But you know what? We can even have problems, our moms and dads, to be honest. A bit like Martha. And sometimes we can get so caught up in work that we don't have any time to listen to Jesus. And we just say, no, wait a minute. I can't listen to Jesus because I've got so much work. I've got to get this report done. I've got to get these emails done. I've got to get this done. I've got to get ready for that. And we never have any time to listen to Jesus because we're so busy with work that we no longer have a big ear. Ah, there you go, a big ear with Jesus. Now, we're going to have a little bit of time to think about that. So I'm going to ask each of us in our little groups in just 2 minutes to think a little bit about what it is that distracts you sometimes from having a big ear with Jesus. So let's just think about that a minute, okay? 2 minutes. All right. One of the things Jesus is teaching us is that he wants all of us to have really special attention to listening to what he says in the Bible. But why do we need big ears? Why do we need big ears? Let's think about that a minute. Because Jesus says, or Jesus wants us to know how much he loves us. And how you, when you listen to him with really big ears, how you can live in a way that really pleases him and helps you to live in this life in a really, really good ways. So let's just think a little bit about how that helps us. Because when we have really big ears, there you go, it can teach us how not to be frightened by all kinds of things in life. And there's all kinds of things that frighten us, aren't there? There's a lot of things that frighten me. You know what I really get scared with? Spiders and snakes. They really scare me. And Jesus wants us to listen really close to him so that we can learn how not to be frightened because we know that we can trust him even when things are really, 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 really scary. We can trust him. And not only that, Jesus also wants to teach us how we cannot be angry with other people, but we can forgive them. Now, I'm sure none of us get angry, but do any of us ever sometimes get angry a little bit at other people? And yet Jesus wants to teach us, if we have a really big ear, how not to be angry with one another, but to forgive them. And to forgive them just like Jesus has forgiven each and every one of us. If we come and put our trust in Jesus, he will forgive us. And he wants us to do that as well with other people. And Jesus also wants us to have a really big ear. So that when we face all kinds of problems that really we don't know what to do with, because the problems are so difficult and so complex, and we say, I don't know what to do, but he wants us to listen to him from his word so that you and I can learn how to even handle and deal with those problems so that ultimately, as we do that and we listen to him, we can find real joy in our life. And we can get really excited because we know that whatever happens, Jesus is with us. And he wants to help us in our lives as we live for him and we know his love and we pray to him as we have in our memory verse, knowing that he will always answer because Jesus has a very big ear to us. So this morning, we're learning all about having big ears so that we always remember and listen to how much he loves us and how much he wants to help us to live in a way with him, to know he's always with us. Now, this is really important for all of us, and it's really why your mom and dad, they'll sit you down sometimes each day and say, let's think a little bit about the Bible and let's pray about that. And it's really important that we listen to that. And it's really important if we're moms and dads as well this morning, that we make sure that we don't get so busy in work and everything else that we don't spend time every day looking and reading a little bit of the Bible, because we need to learn to have big ears as well. And that's how we can help our children as well. More than anything else we can do, it's by us learning to understand how much God loves us as parents and how he wants to help us as parents to work out life and these problems by trusting in him and walking with him.